and Lindsay this morning to classes. Enjoy your time. Yes, stay. About 18 years ago, God placed a vision in a pastor's heart. His name was Jim, to plant a church. And it was a new kind of church that he believed God was bringing into his dream. It would be a church that would be nestled in a neighborhood, meeting in a community space with hopes of forming relationships with neighbors and expressing God's kindness in ways through really being present, to have celebrations and a hope that God's love would be received as a vibrant and welcoming love. And this dream came to fruition when a small group of people committed to meeting in Kitchener's Activa neighborhood, and they said yes to following God's call, and the gathering church came into being. Our first place of worship was the gym at W.T. Townsend School, and our ways of first sharing God's love and being part of our neighborhood was through our annual neighborhood party. Anybody remember that? Where we would bring in bouncy castles and serve popcorn and drinks, and loads of people came. It was fun. Loads of people came. And it was time to get to know people. And then we hosted an annual Thanksgiving pancake breakfast, and we became known as having the best pancakes in Kitchener. And again, that was like a gathering of 200 to 300 people where we would sit around tables in the W.T. Townsend gym and get to know each other. And Tuesdays in the park in the spring and the summer was an opportunity to play with kids, get to know them, have fun together, and form relationships. The Gatherings Youth Group met in our office space, and kids from the community, youth from the community, joined in. And just recently, I met Parham, Mallory will smile, one of the youth from the community. And Parham, in his youthful days, he was, like I would say, beyond full of energy, a little on the wild side, but he came every week to youth group and contributed, and now he's a pilot. And so he popped into the office space to say hello, and really to say thank you to the church. He said it was the most welcoming and kind place he had in his high school years. And then he asked if I wanted to go up for a flight with him, and I quickly declined and said, Parham, I can't even imagine going up in an airplane with you. And so we had a good laugh of that. But he did want me to express hello and to really say, in high school, it was the most welcoming place and the most kind place and the most caring place. And so many of you know our church's history, but I'm going to invite you just to bear with me for kind of one more minute for those who don't. And so our community office space is over in Activa. And one day, a House of Friendship staff member called and said, can I meet with you to talk about how you're finding a way to be resourceful and generous in this community? And she said that she had food and actual, like, tangible things to give, food, diapers, hygiene things, but she couldn't find people with this kind of need in the Activa area. So she came to the church knowing that we were getting to know the community, and my comment back to her was really that we're also not doing much resourcing, but we're seeking to be building up community, being present to families and to children and youth. And her name is Alin, and out of Alin's mouth came this sentence, oh, it's just so different here because just in Chandler Mowat, there's kids and families who are hungry every day. And I just believe that it was God's love and spirit that dropped that into my being and then into the board's beings and spirits. And from there, the Gathering Church decided we would have a weekly breakfast program here in the community center. I'm not really good with years. I should have really been tracking the history of the church, but we did that probably for 6 years. And we'd gather in the morning once a week. We'd eat a healthy breakfast around the table. We got to know one another. We laughed. We shared. We knew each other's names really well. And there was a deep spirit of community that grew. And then on the way out, kids would pack a lunch and head off to school with something healthy for them to have during their school day. And then a work to rule strike within the board for the custodians led us to not having a place to worship. And it was on a Wednesday that I phoned Chandler Mowat Community Center and said, is there any chance that we could move our worship into the gym? And they said, yes, immediately. It was like, yes. And from a Wednesday to a Sunday, where we didn't have a gym anymore to meet, we came and we started meeting here. And after the strike ended, we were allowed to go, we were invited to go back to the W.T. Townsend gym. Really, the church discerned, and many of you I look out, discerned like, no, we really believe that God has invited us to stay, to come, and to be part of this community. And so I was, what, 6 or 7 years ago, I might be wrong with my years, and we began to call Chandler Mowat Community Center and this community our home. And so through meeting here as a faith community, our whole desire has always been to bless one another. And so we want to bless each other. We started with that. Our first sermon in this series was how we bless each other, the church, kind of God's people. How do we bless each other? And this morning we're talking about how we bless others, those who we might not be meeting with on a regular basis. But to us as a church, we are encouraged in Hebrews 10 not to give up meeting together. As some do, we are encouraged to keep on meeting, to keep on caring for and praying for and being present to one another. And as we grew in formation, what increasingly grew in our hearts was this desire to live out God's command to bless others. So to bless each other and then to bless others through the building of relationships and the sharing of resources. And so the team who formed the gathering and those of us in the early days of the church, we really believed in this Jesus who moved into the neighborhood. Of Jesus coming and dining with those who are suffering or on the margins, of Jesus feeding the hungry and being present to them, of healing those who are hurting, of seeing those who were so often unseen. Really, we wanted to be God's hands and feet, as it were. And this is how we continue to want to live as a church today. So, for example, when we created Build a Lunch, we knew one of the options would be to simply stand outside of the community center and hand out a bag of lunch. And that would have been like maybe a 10-second interaction. But what we decided is, no, we really, really want to know the kids and the youth. Like, we want to know the kids and the youth of this community. We want to see their goodness and hear their stories and walk alongside them as we can. And so we decided, no, let's share time around the tables. Let's have breakfast together. Let's gather. And then when COVID hit, most unfortunately, it meant we couldn't meet. We were no longer, as you know, we were no longer able to meet together. And as a church community, again, we're like, well, this could be a time where we could say we can't do anything. We're just going to step out of the community. But instead, we're just like, let's be creative. How can we do this? And so in COVID, Snack Attack was born. And the initial days of Snack Attack were that we'd pack. The city allowed us to come into the gym, like one table over there and one table over there. And we packed a whole bunch of snacks for families. And then we went door to door. And we had these beautiful porch visits. We're able to see the kids and the youth and the families that we love so much. We're able to do really intentional check-ins. And it actually became maybe the most social day of the week for me during COVID, because we got to go and meet people and see people. And they cared for me and we cared for them. And so this is how we want to continue to be. We still do Snack Attack every Tuesday after school, where we're greeting and meeting and getting to know the kids and the youth of this community. And this is a way of blessing others, of following what we believe God intends for all people to do, is to care for, to be present to others. And so I'm going to invite Jared up. And the story of Jarrett coming here, he kind of moved along. So one Tuesday at Snack Attack, I have the great pleasure of hanging out with Jarrett for about 45 minutes every Tuesday. And one Tuesday I said to Jarrett, would you think you'd ever speak at church on a Sunday morning and tell us about Snack Attack? And he goes, maybe. And about half an hour later I said, so what do you think? Would you ever come and speak at church and talk about it? And he goes, probably. And then 2 weeks later he said, yes. And so Jarrett, I know this is very brave. Come on up. Let's just say thanks, Jarrett. So through spreading love, seeking to be a blessing and a caring presence, I have had the great gift of knowing Jarrett.
Hello, everybody. My name is Jared. I'm in grade 9. I've known this community center for about 5 years, I believe. And the first thing that I've gone into the community was a breakfast club.
I'm going to hold on for a second. I know when we're nervous, I'm going to hold this for Jared so we can hear it. Let's start again because it's important. You can join me up there.
Hello, everybody. My name's Jared. I'm in grade 9, and I've known this community center for about 5 years. The first thing I've gotten into here was breakfast club, which was going on when I first moved here. Even I learned about new people, which is what I'm glad what happened. It happened in the gyms on Wednesday mornings before school, which is great to have breakfast with people you meet and get a lunch before going. I know other things that happened here, and I'm going to tell you about two of them. Another thing that happened is Snack Attack, which is still going on to this day on Tuesdays after school. It's a great way of meeting new people by then, especially talking with people who work here, especially with the church, and with your friends. When you come here on Tuesday, you'll get a snack, and if you want, you can leave or hang out. It's a thing I value here. It's a great thing to talk to people who love to help out here within the community after school. The last thing I would talk about now is the clothing that I've gotten from here, which is what the community has provided to kids. I love to get new clothes that I will feel comfortable in, especially at school, because sometimes it can be rough. And it's a really good thing that the community has given. And I just want to thank Catherine for inviting me to come here and talk about my experience. It's been good. Thank you.
So Jared has become a friend. On Tuesdays, Kate and I, and now Vanessa and Marlene, we are at one table for Snack Attack. And since the beginning of it, Jared has just hung out with us. And so we, every Tuesday, spend 45 minutes talking about life, talking about school, checking in. He often has some good news to share, and then we'll say, run over and tell Claire. And so he runs to the next table and he shares his joy with Claire. And so it's a sense of just experiencing joy and kindness together. And we've also seen Jared just develop into this beautiful young man who's trying hard at school, who's being a good friend, who is being courageous. And so, Jared, thanks for sharing with us this morning. It's just so deeply encouraging. And thanks for hanging out with some old women Tuesdays behind a snack table. In the book Letters to a Future Church, there is a description of the church that I believe demonstrates what it means for the church to bless others, to be generous. And I'm going to read from the book. It says, loving God and neighbor cannot be separated. Our God is personal, and our God cares about the whole world. Feeding people means keeping the hungry at arm's length. It means sending checks now and then. But dining with people is an entirely different matter. Dining together means sitting next to one another and brushing arms, passing the bread basket and sharing the veggie dip. It means laughing together and crying together, exchanging stories, ideas, family stories, and dreams. And according to Jesus, it means leaving the seat at the head of the table ceremoniously empty so that all of us are guests of honor, and all of us are hosts. Dining together isn't charity, it is friendship. We as God's church are invited to, and maybe the better word is commanded to bless others, which is to extend God's grace and compassion. as we too have been recipients of God's grace and compassion. 1 Peter 4 reads, above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in various forms. If anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised. One of the friends that I love to share a dinner table with or a breakfast table with is Hoda. So Hoda's going to come up and speak. Hoda is dear. Hoda is strong and courageous. We often said in the early days of Build a Lunch that we should get Hoda's autograph because she was going to be our future prime minister. And so Hoda, thank you for sharing. I'm going to let Hoda share her story. You're good to keep the mic.
Hopefully.
Hi, or I'll come up and help. Okay. Thanks, Hoda.
Hello, everyone. It's so nice to see you all two here. It's so nice to see you guys here today. Thank you for Catherine inviting me here today. I see a few familiar faces, so hi, everyone. My name is Hoda, and I am from the Chandler Mohawk community. I have lived here in the Chandler Mohawk neighborhood for most of my life. I grew up here. Originally, however, I am from Somalia and born in Uganda. I came in Canada in 2008 as a refugee, but now have made Chandler Mohawk my home. As a child, I would always go to the community center for events hosted by the Gathering Church, such as breakfast clubs, family dinners, and so much more. I feel like the Gathering Church has had a huge impact on my childhood growing up. The volunteers and representatives are people I've learned many lifelong skills from and formed great connections with. I feel as though the Gathering Church has had a great hand in my upbringing with all the joyful experiences I've had with them. Their services has made the transition to Canada for my family a helpful and easy one. I remember at a young age going to the breakfast club hosted by the Gathering Church with my friends and asking different questions to anyone that I saw. I was very curious back then. I remember asking Catherine's husband, Terry, what he even does as a firefighter. I mean, I've never seen any ongoing fires happening, so what did he even do? So he educated me that they do so much more than just extinguishing fires. They are usually the first on the scene. They prepare and begin medical procedures before the paramedics arrive, and overall make sure to develop great relationships with the communities they serve. I would also have conversations with people like Lois, Catherine, Rachel, and so many others about my lifelong goals, dreams, and hopes I have for myself. They would give me advice, recommendations, and overall the opportunity to have a conversation with one another and develop long-lasting connections. I've also received tutoring or homework help from people like Claire. He is one of the main reasons why I did so well in high school, so thank you. I was able to gain experience from many different volunteering opportunities with the Gathering Church. It helped me build my resume for any future jobs that I wanted. Imagine like me having no experience, so having the opportunity to volunteer at the Gathering Church helped me expand my work and volunteer experience. I have been introduced to so many different great opportunities because of the Gathering Church, House of Friendship, and of course, Catherine. Because of these organizations, I have received one of the most biggest and my most thankful for blessing, a full-ride scholarship to the Conrad Grable College at UWaterloo for the next 2 years. Amazing, right? Yeah. Thank you. This was all possible because of the community services provided by the Gathering Church, House of Friendship, and their passion to help and connect with the Chandler Mohawk community. I am now a UWaterloo student studying biomedical sciences. With this scholarship, I also have my 4-year undergraduate studies paid for. I know, it's truly a blessing. This has not only helped me, but my family. Not having to worry about the financial difficulties, I'm able to focus on my studies with the best of my ability while also integrating with the Grable community and improving not only my leadership skills, but also meeting so many new people. I enjoy living at Grable and believe they have so much to offer. Today's focus was, what grows from showing kindness and blessings to others? Well, I believe my blessing speaks for itself. Volunteering for the Gathering Church developing the connections with all the different volunteers has had a positive impact on my life. I see the kindness shown by the gathering church has now become a blessing for me today. I see my dreams coming true and hope to give back to the community just as they have done so for me. Never would I have thought that I would be here today giving a speech, speaking about all the amazing experiences, kindness, and blessings given and shown to me by this amazing church. All of this is because of the kindness the Gathering Church has done for my community and the blessings I have today because of it. I would love for others to have the same experience as me, just as many have already in the past. I would love also to see more of the Gathering Church in my community, neighborhood, with doing the amazing work that they do. The Gathering Church has done so much for my community, with the clubs, dinners, services, and support they provide. I would hope to see more of their kindness and blessings. The Chandler Mowat neighborhood is not really the Chandler Mowat neighborhood without the Gathering Church. They build and shape the youth of our community into the bright, eager, and joyful people we really are. A special thanks to Catherine again for having me here today, and thank you all. Thank you.
So how did this scholarship come Hoda's way? Is a beautiful story. In the spring, Wanda Wagler Martin was speaking at the Gathering Church, and her husband Fred joined her, and Fred is on staff at Conrad Grable. And he just happened to say, "Huh, I should tell you guys about the scholarship, that if someone's been involved with the House of Friendship and a community organization in Chandler Mowat." And it just... Hoda came immediately to my mind. It was just Hoda. And to see how a blessing extended, and Hoda receives a blessing, and Hoda is a blesser of many, many, is just a beautiful thing. So Hoda, thank you so much for sharing. We just wish you, you know, God's strength and courage as you continue to flourish and develop in life and studying what you're studying. Wow. I can't even say what it is. To bless others is to show them the love of God that we ourselves have experienced. In 1 John 13, it says, "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, you must love one another." The receiving and the giving. The blessing come in and the blessing poured out. God's design for us in blessing others is an invitation for us to be full of action and to be present too. And in 1 John 3, it reads, "Dear children, let us not love with words and speech, but with actions and in truth." And 2 Corinthians 1:3 is just to me just this beautiful way that God acts so that he gives to us so that we can give to others. And the verse reads, "We are to remember God's love, the love that we have received, and how from this place, and this place of receiving God's love, that we are to extend God's love as a blessing to others. Praise be to God, our Father, of our Lord Jesus, the Father of compassion, the Father of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort that we ourselves have received from God." And so again in this series, we have talked about how God blesses us, how we bless God. We have talked about how we bless others and how we receive blessing. And now we talk about how the blessing that God has given us through comfort and compassion and love, he then invites us, maybe commands us, to go and do that to others. And then we see that which grows in Jarrett, and that which grows in Hoda, and that which grows in this community. Let's give praise. Let's pray. God, thank you that in your design for our lives, you invite us to be present one towards another. Jesus, thank you that you model to us seeing all people. And as we think of where you went, the people you saw and nurtured, may we be reminded to go and be as you were and as you are. God, thank you that you comfort us in our trials and troubles. Thank you that you are our compassionate God. And thank you that then you remind us through your word that as we have been comforted, as we have been loved, as we have been journeyed with in our troubles, may we then go and be a blessing of compassion and presence and kindness to others on their journey. God, may we be encouraged today by Hoda and Jarrett. May we not grow weary of doing good. Thank you, God. Amen.